Well, good evening, everybody. My name is David Litt. I'm in charge of sales and marketing for Purium. Glad to have you listening in. What a fun job I've got. We've got growth happening all over the place, and I'm hoping that growth is happening in your business, and if not, we're going to give you some training that's going to help turn things up a notch for you. So good things happening, like I say, all over the place. Dave Sandoval was out in Hawaii here over the last few days, and the Hawaiian team is growing like crazy. I heard lots of people on the line here tonight. Dave's in Santa Monica, California tonight doing a meeting as well. So we got Dave working hard for us, and I'm going to watch the shop here and be the host of tonight's call, and glad to do it. I love doing these training calls and love listening to testimonials from people who have had great experiences on our program, and we're going to start tonight's call with a testimonial because we have the winner of challenge number 14. So we announced the winner of transformation challenge number 14 last week. She wasn't available on the call, but she is tonight. Her name is Trish Bywater from Paso Robles, California. She lost, well, I won't even tell you how much weight she lost. We're going to bring Trish on, and she's going to tell us her story. So, Trish, are you on the line?
I am.
All right. Well, thanks so much for joining us. Maybe before we get to your results, let's talk about the start of your transformation. I read in your interview that you had some skeptical friends and skeptical family, and so tell me a little bit about, you know, what it was like to start the transformation and how the experience unfolded.
Yes, this is something I would have never have dreamed that I would be doing, but it's just an answer to prayer to me. I turned around one Sunday in church and saw a friend of mine, but I thought it was her daughter. And I realized it was her, and I went, what have you been doing? She just looked vibrant, so much younger, and I thought, you need to tell me what you're doing. So she gave me some literature, and I read it through, and I got together with her, and she explained some more to me. And I said, this just sounds like what I want to do. And I signed up right then, and I went for my first transformation, and I just couldn't believe the results. And my family was concerned for me. What are you doing? What are you doing this time? You know, and I said, "Well, we'll just have to wait and see how this plays out." And I'm just so excited.
Nice. So you've tried some other diet programs that haven't worked out as well?
Oh yes, I started my first diet when I was 12 years old, and I've gone for all kinds of things, from Weight Watchers to Tops to all kinds of whatever the other person was doing, to working out in the gym. And I got some success, but it just didn't last. And this is what's exciting to me, is I feel healthy. I know my body is becoming healthier. I want to be there for my family.
Nice. Well, great. Well, why don't you share with everybody the numerical results and then any other benefits that you felt specifically?
Yes. And I did two transformations within 6 weeks, and I lost 21 and a half pounds and over 10 inches and like two dress sizes, and people were noticing and they're coming up, what are you doing, Trish? Now I'm ready to listen.
Nice. Well, you know, there's always that dream of, you know, the product sells itself, and for you to start your transformation because you saw what happened with Esther, and then for you to then have other people coming up to you saying, Trish, what are you doing? That's got to be fun. So congratulations on the success that you've had. I'm glad that your health is in good order, and that, you know, I heard that you might be doing another transformation as well. Is that a rumor or is that true?
No, I'm going to. In just a few days, my daughter-in-law is wanting to start a family, but she wants to get healthier, and so I'm going to do it with her to encourage her.
Well, that's fantastic. Well, I appreciate you passing it forward. And, you know, for those of you listening in, you know, what Trish did was not only to do the transformation, but she also logged on to transformationenrollment.com to make sure that she put her photos in, put her testimonial in. You know, we have hundreds of people who do the transformation every 10 days, but we only have dozens of people who go to the website and actually apply. And so we've just started Transformation Challenge number 17. We never have a day in which you can't apply for a transformation challenge and to be part of this program. We give away a trip for two every 10 days, all expenses paid, to Dave Sandoval's retreat. And Trish, congratulations. You're going to have an opportunity to spend some time with Dave at the retreat, and I'd like to bring on the winner of Transformation Challenge number 8. He's a former Olympic rower. His name is Ed Ives, and Ed lost 19 pounds and 8 inches in his 10-day transformation, and his name was randomly selected for Transformation Challenge number 8, and he had the good opportunity of being at the retreat just about a week and a half ago with Dave, so I invited Ed to come on to the call and tell us a little bit about it. So, Ed, tell us first, if you could, who'd you bring to the retreat?
I brought my 14-year-old son to the retreat, which was just great for him and great for me, and we just had a great time. We river rafting twice, actually. We went to some hot tubs that are right on the Kern for there. Hot springs.
Mm-hmm.
And we played bocce ball, and we had some great food. It was cooked by David Sandoval himself. We had some really good dinners.
Nice.
And we all had, you know, love shakes and power shakes and listened to some great kind of educational talks with David Sandoval.
Nice.
Just about his experiences with everything from Ann Wigmore to why activated barley is gladiator food.
Nice.
It was just a great experience, and I really encourage anybody who's doing the transformation to just take a minute that it takes to take a before and after picture and measure yourself up. Might seem silly at first or something, but totally worth it.
Nice. And if you had to describe the experience in a word or a sentence, is it fun? Is it relaxing? Is it comfortable? What was the word or the sentence that would describe kind of what you did and how it felt being at the retreat?
It was a great experience. It was a great experience. Just, I guess I'd say, a relaxing adventure.
A relaxing adventure. Yeah. Excellent, excellent. And so did it inspire you at all here coming out of that retreat? Anything happened to you here in the last 10 days since you've been back at home?
I've been kind of on a whirlwind trip. I'm actually in West Yellowstone, Montana right now, my family's ranch, and I was down in Boca Grande, Florida, where I got about 3 more people that want to do the transformation, and one woman who runs a spa there who's very interested in being a distributor.
Nice.
And turning others onto it. So, and one of the 3 that are going to do the transformation might also get into it. First, they want to just try things out. I think.
Wow. Three customers and a distributor, too, in the last 10 days. That's fantastic. That's fantastic. Well, you know, that's one of the things that's fun about this program is, you know, the better you do on your transformation, you know, then you have the opportunity to win the challenge, then you do the challenge trip, and it builds your belief, and you feel better about things, and then you pass that on to other people. So I love that upward spiral, and glad that you're on it, Ed. Congratulations.
Thanks, yeah.
All right. Well, thanks so much, Trish and Ed, for joining us. If you could hit mute or *6, and appreciate you being on the line to share your story of how your transformation is turning into not only health benefits, but fun benefits and lifestyle benefits and business benefits. And, you know, that concept of the upward spiral is really, really important. You know, you do your 10-day transformation, you have a great result. Sometimes people will see the result and comment on it, or it gives you the inspiration to share it with other people. You know, you get a lifestyle plus pack, so you stay on the product, stay consistent with your health. Whether you want to continue to lose weight, whether you want to focus on anti-aging, whether you want to, you know, improve your athletics, whatever it may be, energy or immunity or blood sugar, you know, and you start to feel better, you start to sleep better, you start to exercise more, you make better choices, your energy is higher, your enthusiasm is better, your attitude's better, and it leads to success in other things. It could lead to success in family. Look at Ed. He got to spend, you know, 4 solid days, all expenses paid trip with his 14-year-old son. You know, don't you think that's a memory that'll last a lifetime? And that's because he made the decision to start that 10-day transformation. So It starts with yourself. It starts with your own energy and your own decisions, and then your willingness to share that with others. And, you know, we're going to talk tonight about mining for diamonds. And, you know, the only way that you can be successful as a diamond is to share your results, to share the opportunity, to share a gift card and give people the opportunity to be part of this transformation challenge. So, you know, the first part of becoming a diamond is to have your own personal experience, and from there, sharing it with a handful of people that join your team. And so before we get into the skills necessary to either become a diamond yourself or to find diamonds, our training is called Mining for Diamonds, let's talk a little bit about what you get when you become a diamond. And if you look at the financial opportunity, especially through the end of the year, where you could earn an extra $1,000 just by hitting the diamond level, well, that in and of itself is exciting. But, you know, if you start to look at the unilevel pay, if you look at the diamond pool, if you look at the matching bonus and the lifestyle bonus and the gold rush bonuses and the achievement matching bonuses, you know, there's an opportunity to earn $3,000 the month you hit diamond. And for most people, $3,000 is a lot of money, especially on top of whatever else you're doing. And that's the thing that people sometimes forget. You know, somebody's earning $200 or $400 or $1,000 or $2,000 in a month. You know, that may not seem like or sound like a full-time job because, you know, it probably isn't a full-time job. But it's certainly nice to have a free cell phone payment or to have a free car payment or to, you know, take a chunk out of the rent or the mortgage or, you know, there are so many expenses that pop up unexpectedly, and instead of having to put it on a credit card, you know, to pay it off with the money that you're making with Perium. But once you hit the diamond level, especially that first month, I mean, you're talking thousands of dollars. You're talking a nice, solid four-figure check that really will change the trajectory of either your debt situation or your lifestyle situation. So there are lots of reasons to get to diamond, and, you know, hopefully that improves your enthusiasm to get to diamond, but you want to be as specific as possible as far as why you want to get to diamond, because the bigger your why, the easier your how. So if you've not done the Fast Start training yourself, I really recommend you do it, because this is a business of duplication, and we're going to talk a little bit about how you identify diamonds or potential diamonds in your business. And one of the key things that you do is you sit down with them, you go through the Fast Start training with them, whether you're face-to-face or whether it's over the phone, and there's a section in there called Getting Clear on Your Mission, you know, figuring out what your why is. You're going to have goals for health and you're going to have goals for wealth, and if you don't have those yourself, it's hard to ask other people to do that as well. So, you know, what the leader does, the team will do. When the leader won't do, the team won't do. So I never like to ask people to do something that I won't do, and I'm sure that deep down you're probably the same way. So make sure that you set up your why, you create a dream board for yourself, you figure out what your health goals are, what your wealth goals are, what you'd like your Purium business to pay for, and to be as specific as possible. Are you looking to pay down debt? Are you looking to save for a children's education? Are you looking to save for retirement? Do you want a new car? Do you want to quit your job? You know, figure out why you're doing this and how quickly you expect to get there, because that will help you to get more clear. As I said, the bigger your why, the easier your how. And what that means is this is a business that's easy to do, and it's a business that's easy not to do. And when you have that sheet that shows you what your goals are in black and white, and you look at them, I know Ian Farrar, our first crown, he puts a post-it note up on his mirror so he sees it every single day. He knows what his main goal is for the month, and every morning and several times a day, he sees it right in front of himself, and it's not a coincidence that he's had success. So follow in that pattern of getting clear on your own mission, and importantly, this is where you're going to start to mine for diamonds. In fact, you start to mine for diamonds all the way up in the prospecting process. So, you know, you have a choice. You have a choice as to who you want to work with. So when you know people who are positive and successful and entrepreneurial, people that do what they say they're going to do, that are high integrity people, you know, people that you want to work with, that you like being around, those are the people you should talk to. Those are the people you should give a gift card to, because it doesn't take any more time to enroll or to talk with a good person as it does somebody who's not so good. In fact, I would say that it takes more time to talk to somebody who's not so good, because people who are not so good, who are not so successful, have become good at making excuses for themselves. And when they make excuses for themselves, they figure out ways why things won't work. So when you come across somebody who takes a lot of your time, you need to ask yourself, is that really a diamond I'm talking to? Because if they're taking a lot of your time and they're really asking good questions because they want to figure out if they're ready to move forward, that's fine. But if they're asking lots of questions just to waste your time, to rationalize why they don't want to move forward, don't waste your time. You know, put in the energy that they put into it. And that starts with when you're recruiting people. And then once you enroll that new person, if you do the Fast Start training with them or follow up with them after they've done their Fast Start training, then you can get a better sense of what their why is. And when you know what their why is and you know how big that why is, you'll have a better sense of whether they see themselves as a diamond. Because if I enroll two different people and one person says, hey, I am serious about this. I want to quit my job in 18 months, and I've got some debt to pay down and some stuff that I need to make happen, and I'm really excited about Purium. I've done the 10-day transformation. It was amazing for me, and I'm going to tell, you know, the 450 people on my phone all about this in the next, you know, 2 weeks. That's a person I want to work with. And if another person, I ask them to go through and do the Fast Start training, and, you know, I say, when can you get back to me? And they say 48 hours from now, and then suddenly it's 48 hours from now and 72 hours from now and 5 days and 6 days, and they're not returning my phone call. Guess what? You know, that person has not prioritized their life to become a diamond. So everybody has the same number of hours in the day. Everybody has challenges, and everybody sees opportunities differently. And what you want to do is look for people with these key assets. You know, everybody has contacts. The person who has more contacts, and better respect within their contact base has a chance to be a diamond, or a much better chance than somebody with lesser contacts. Time. You know, some people are willing to spend time, make time, figure out time because they're motivated to do it. And other people, not so much. So in the Fast Start training, it specifically says, how much time are you going to work on your Purium business? When are you going to do it? Where are you going to be? How serious are you going to be? What's your game plan for building a business? And the last one is money. And I think it's in that order. You know, contacts, most important. Time, second most important. And third is money. But, you know, money can certainly make up for contacts and time. If somebody has some money, willing to run some ads, willing to do some trade shows, you know, willing to help support marketing efforts of people who join underneath them, you know, so it's those sorts of assets that are important in helping you to identify how strong a person can be. But ultimately, I think the biggest asset is desire. You know, if somebody wants to succeed, they'll figure out a way to succeed. You know, I love the story of Gyla Adams. You know, Gyla's got 11 kids. So she's got 11 reasons why this business is going to be difficult for her to do. She's got 11 excuses as to why she doesn't have time tonight, because she's got 11 different people in her life plus her husband that could be an excuse as to why something went wrong and why she can't do something. But she made it to diamond. And she made it to diamond because she had a great transformation. And from that great transformation, she felt compelled to tell other people about it. So, you know, I think you're looking for contacts, you're looking for time, you're looking for money, but ultimately you're looking for somebody who's got a big desire. You know, the price of success must be paid in advance, and it's always full retail. The price of success must be paid in advance, and it's always full retail, meaning that this is a highly leveraged business model. And it's going to take more time in the beginning than you'd like it to. It's going to take more effort in the beginning than you'd like it to. It's going to take more money in the beginning than you'd like it to. And some will, some won't. Some won't. And you know, getting people off to a fast start and identifying who the people are that are ready, willing, and able to do the things they need to do to be successful. They're willing to be coachable. They're willing to follow through. They're willing to extend themselves by sharing the opportunity. Those are the people that you want to work with. And as a diamond, you can't will yourself to diamond. You know, you can't recruit yourself to diamond personally. Number one, because you need three consultants, so you need some structure. You need to help at least three people be somewhat successful in the business. So that's number one. But number two is 15,000 points is a lot of points. So I know people who recruit their way to consultant. I know people who recruit their way to director. I even know a few people who probably have recruited their way to executive, doing almost all the work themselves. But once you get to diamond, or once you're shooting for diamond, you have to find other people who are willing to work with you. You have to find people who are willing to go through the Fast Start training, go through the transformation, have success, hand out gift cards, and do the things that they need to do to be successful. So you've got to find three people who are willing to build a business, not just get a membership because they want to have a discount. You're looking for people who want to hand out gift cards. And this is not a hard business to do, but it's also a business that's easy not to do. So those are the types of people you're looking for, are people that have a big why, that have the contacts, that have the time, that have some money, and that they're willing to set some goals and be clear on those goals and follow through on those goals, to have some specific, measurable goals and to constantly be moving toward them. It's a great culture to create if you want to become a diamond, is to begin to work with your people right from the Fast Start training and on through the Fast Start training to figure out what they want to accomplish at least once a month. You know, some people are managing their team and working with their top people even once a week or once a day. But I think having a monthly goal, understanding who's trying to get to consultant, who's trying to get to director, who's trying to get to executive is what's going to set you up to get to diamond. And that's something that's great about our compensation plan. You know, the modifications that we made on May 1st, we have a financial benefit for somebody to get to consultant, and we have a financial benefit for you if you enrolled somebody to help them get to consultant. So they've got $50 and you've got $50 on the table ready for both of you if that person gets to consultant. If somebody gets to director, they get $100, and if you personally enroll them, you get $100. If they make it to executive, they get $200, you get $200. So find out those people that are willing to hand out enough gift cards to get to consultant and see how that works and watch what they do and listen for whether they're somebody who's constantly moving forward, finding reasons to make things right, be optimistic and make things work, or whether they're constantly finding excuses and avoiding responsibility. That's somebody who probably won't be a diamond. So you're constantly sorting and sifting your prospects. You're constantly sorting and sifting the people that you work with. So I'm here to help anybody who wants to build. I take phone calls from anybody and everyone, all levels of the business. And I talk to people every day, prospects that I know can be successful, new associates who I know can be successful, builders and consultants and directors. So it doesn't matter what level you're at now. All you need to do is go through that Fast Start training yourself and restart. If you've not had great success up till this time, restart your mindset and restart your actions. If you've had great success, then continue doing what you're doing and focus in on who can you help to get to consultant, who can you help to get to director, identifying people that are doing the right things and work with those people and support those people, and that's how you get to diamond. So look for great people as you prospect, and definitely look for great people as they come into your business. Have them go through the Fast Start training and make sure that they do what they're supposed to do. So anybody on this conference call tonight, you've invested time, you've invested effort and focus, you've raised your hand and said, hey, I want to be a diamond. So if you're somebody who's already a diamond and you heard somebody on your team, you know, on the call tonight, give them a call tonight. Give them a call tomorrow and say, hey, I heard you on the call. You know you want to beat a diamond sometime. Tell me when. Tell me what I can do to help you. And if we've got people reaching down and building that way, looking for great people and helping great people, this business is going to continue to grow like it's been growing. We had double-digit growth in January, February, March, April, May, and now June we're on fire. So this is a business that is growing very fast, and we just need to identify those people, mine for diamonds, and that's how you're going to get to diamonds yourself, and that's how you're going to be earning a four-figure monthly, five-figure annual income with us and starting to move towards your dreams. So thanks so much for listening tonight, and Trish, thanks for sharing your success story as the winner of Transformation Challenge number 14. Ed, thanks for sharing your experience at the retreat. I'm glad you and your son had a great time. And, you know, if you want to be a transformer, you want to get an all-expenses-paid trip to Dave's retreat, even if you started your transformation, as long as you took those before pictures, enter them in based upon the date that you started the transformation. So we're going to be picking the winner of Transformation Challenge number 15 next week. And that's something I see a lot of times as well, is people start the process and then they kind of drift away and don't finish out their form. So make sure you finish out your form. And right now we're in the middle of Transformation Challenge number 17. So join the challenge. Get other people to join the challenge, just like Trish did. You know, she had a successful challenge. She did another one. Now she's doing a third one. So she's doing all the right things, not only to help herself be successful, but to help other people successful. And that's what this business is about. And that's why I love this business, is because the more people you help, the more successful you can be and the better chance you have of becoming a diamond. So hopefully you got one or two or three good ideas from tonight's call. If you did, and you've got other people on your team that didn't listen, email them, text them, tell them to go listen in their back office sometime this week or this weekend, because the call will be posted tomorrow. Thanks so much for joining us. Tomorrow, I believe we've got Let's Talk Health with Dr. Mike. That call's 1 hour earlier, or Wednesday calls. And then tomorrow, or Thursday night, Dave Sandoval and I will be on to do our business opportunity presentation. So good stuff happening all over the place, and hopefully I'm talking to lots of diamonds here on the line tonight. So thanks for listening in. Good night, everybody.